Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you've got only four games left in the season. What are you hoping to see your team accomplish?
We just want to come out and play to the best of our abilities every night, Kelly. I think that's really, really important. I saw a great quote from John Wooden, said, excellence is working to be your best, not necessarily being the best. So if we can get everybody just working as hard as they can to be their best, that's to me, that's a positive, and hopefully good things will come from that.
Following a tough weekend at Wisconsin, what did practice look like, and what was the focus?
We had a great week of practice. We had offensive zone play was the primary focus, with emphasis on scoring. And Mac Lange made sure to have major celebrations every time somebody scored a goal. So that was fun to hear screaming constantly throughout practice. But we had a great battle drill day on Wednesday. They just got into it. It was just really fun to see the compete level was outstanding. And we had a really good week. The group feels good about themselves, and they're looking forward to a tremendous challenge here playing Minnesota at home.
Well, your power play has been in a bit of a drought all season, to say the least. You haven't scored a power play goal yet. What kind of changes can you make? Are there any that are noticeable that you can fix?
Well, we can just keep working on it. The key is they've got to keep moving. And Emma has stressed all along that every player in every position is interchangeable, and it's not, you don't necessarily have to always go to the right spot. We always say possession over position. That's really, really important. We got to get the puck, and we certainly have players that are capable of scoring goals. And we didn't have a lot of power play time at Wisconsin. We did see some positives in the power plays we did have, and again we worked on it a couple different times this week, and both days were good, and they had success. So we'll see what happens this weekend, starting tonight.
Well, I see you switched up the lines quite a bit. I see freshman Taylor Nelson up alongside Claire and Lydia. What has impressed you the most about Taylor Nelson, and why did you put her up there?
Taylor gets it. She's a very, very intelligent player. Works extremely hard. He's got good skill, and we're just trying to get more depth throughout our lineup. We'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, it's everybody bought in. They all saw there was different lines on Monday, and they just went out and played hard and practiced hard. So, but Taylor's a good hockey player. She certainly has the speed. Certainly it'll be a challenge if they're matched up against Minnesota's top line all the time. But, obviously you can always make changes in the game. But I think Taylor's going to step up and play real well for us.
Well, last weekend, another freshman had to step in. Chloe Lund filled in for a hurt Abby De La Rosa. Didn't look like anything was too big for Chloe out there. She fit in perfectly alongside Kara Wirth.
Chloe did a really nice job. And again, in a real challenging environment. And it'll be another challenge this weekend with the lineup Minnesota has. So, but she's a very intelligent player as well. And like I mentioned, she's got some offensive game. And that's the big thing. She got some good pucks to the net. She's got a good hard shot, and hopefully she'll get an opportunity to utilize that this weekend.
Well, I know in the press conference earlier this week, Jim, you talked about the attitude, the culture of this team. The record is not good, but this team doesn't act like it. Tell us a little bit more about that attitude your team has coming into this weekend.
Well, again, just playing for each other, supporting each other, having each other's back. We always talk about you don't want to be the player that lets everybody else down. And just remind them to look around the room. You got 25 teammates that are playing as hard as they can for you. And we talk about the never taking for granted the opportunity to play. You don't want to wish time away, and if you're in the lineup, don't take it for granted. You're playing very hard for those players that are not in the lineup besides yourself, and they've taken that mantra on. They've done that. They've supported each other. The players that aren't in the lineup are, there's no pouting. They're supporting their teammates, and you certainly can sense that on the bench as well. So that's definitely made the year a little bit easier, just the way this group gets along with each other.
Scouting the Minnesota Gophers, I see one player, obvious familiar face to people here in Bemidji, and that's Lauren Bench. Looks like we may get a chance to actually play against her today. What do you expect to see out of Lauren?
Well, we know Lauren's a good goalie. I mean, obviously we saw her here for 4 years. She played three of the four, redshirted her first year. And, obviously she's got great size. She's got good feet. But our group has been looking forward to this weekend all year. Ever since you know, they found out she was going there. I mean, it's been something they've been talking about. So I know they're all looking forward to it. They're all looking forward to getting taking their shots, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I know the Minnesota Gophers are coming off of a weekend sweep where they were swept by Ohio State last weekend. Nothing worse than playing an angry Gopher squad. What's kind of your mindset going into this weekend against this team?
Well, again, it's got to be all about us and how we play, and that's going to be the emphasis. You know, there's no question we can get up and down the ice with anybody, and we can certainly get up and down the ice with this team. We just got to have our feet moving, got to be on our toes, got to be engaged. They're a little shorthanded. You notice they've only dressing 10 forwards total. If we can play with pace, for an entire game, that's certainly going to help us. But again, puck management is going to be really important, Kelly, against a team like this. You just can't turn the puck over too often and give them opportunities. So. But again, we want to spend time in the offensive zone. We want to have a shot mentality. We want to get a lot of pucks to the net, try to make Lauren as uncomfortable as we can.
Coach, there was a great article written about Tina Campa on the BSU Beavers website. And last weekend I had a chance to visit with Tina about this college hockey for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And she's a special person on and off the ice. What's it like having her around?
Just a joy. Like I mentioned, she's a champion of a person, and just always upbeat. She's just got a great attitude all the time. Always has a smile on her face. Loves to talk. Extremely popular, obviously, with her teammates. And she's just perfect for this role that she's in. She's just a tremendous ambassador for our school, for our program, for WCHA. She's a real leader.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks a lot, Kelly.